This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to tonight's show. This is Steve Starr sitting in for Bob Tuscan, and I am ready for a fracas, as they say in Scotland. And I'm hoping that you are too. I mean, it's a whole new week. We're in November. Everything is rocking here, and it's getting more intense by the hour if you are still sleeping. Barack Obama, you know, the imposter president, is still in power. And he's still up to his tricks, and he's still up to all the unconstitutional, unlawful acts of tyranny and treason that have been going on all this time. If you saw the CBS Evening News tonight, you saw that he is, backing Terry McAuliffe for the Virginia governor race that's going on tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard for me to believe that Virginians could vote for somebody who Barack Obama is stumping for. I mean, I would think even a Democrat would want to distance himself from Barack Obama right now. But, I mean, they're up there together, jovially laughing and thinking, and they've got all this big money apparently coming in from all over the world, probably, you know, all these elitists, to try to beat this Tea Party candidate that they're running against. And I saw a little bit of the news about him. Of course, he's a rather conservative fellow, and they painted him up as, you know, five steps right of Neo-Thondrigal man, you know. But, you know, I think that the bottom line is that anybody that Barack Obama is supporting has got to be, in my opinion, somebody that has to be taken out immediately. So let's see what happens in Virginia tomorrow. That was an interesting story. I heard a little bit about that. Bob should be in a little bit. I've talked to him earlier before the show. He's just kind of tangled up, so I'm sitting in for him. And, of course, we will take your calls and get on to topics and news and things like that. But, you know, the key thing is, of course, is that we will continue this this campaign for freedom, campaign to restore your republic. And we're on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on a lot of affiliates out there. We appreciate all the people who are listening in. And I, for one, am quite impressed with our audience. I think you guys are on top of things. You can you call in and inform us about certain events, and we're trying to keep you up to date. But all kinds of things are going on. Anyhow, so I'll be here with you, and for as long as it takes, I'll be helping Bob keep this show together. He's got a lot going on, young man with a full life, and here I am, middle-aged, I guess. I'm actually a little over middle-aged now, though I don't want to admit that, but this is going to be a big month, friends. I mean, this is November. I mean, tomorrow is Election Day. I'm in Colorado, and I have voted with a lot of the county I'm in here in the northern part of the state to secede, not from the union, ladies and gentlemen, but from the state of Colorado. Now, we'll see what that comes out like tomorrow, because we'll have an update on that, whether the six counties in the northeastern section of Colorado vote to secede from the state. So we might become Northern Colorado, or NOCO for short. And maybe if we join Wyoming, we could be South Wyoming. Who knows? I'd just as soon be annexed by Wyoming as I would to try to get a 51st state. Of course, like, you know, friends, that, you know, let's be honest. I can tell you the whole ins and outs of that. It's not likely anything's going to happen because of the vote tomorrow. Because, first of all, in order to secede from the state of Colorado, that would have to be approved by the Colorado State Legislature as is. And then it has to go to the Senate and the House of Representatives on the federal level to be approved as well before we get our 51st star. But, you know, the point is simply that the folks here are just fed up, just absolutely fed up with the government the way it is. And we're sending a message. We want out. We're tired of the gun laws. We're tired of the taxes. We're tired of Governor Chicken Cooper. His name is Chicken Looper, but we call him Chicken Cooper or other things. And we're tired of being a part of this kind of government. Just like West Virginia seceded from the rest of the state back in the early part of the Civil War when Virginia decided to go with the South after the bombing of Fort Sumter. We could get into that, of course. I know a lot of people have different political opinions about the Civil War, and I'm glad to engage those. But, you know, West Virginia decided we're out of here. You know, we're not going to be a part of this. And they broke loose, and that's how some people say, well, it was a rotten, crooked deal. Well, come on, everything's a rotten, crooked deal. Look at the last election. I would warn and encourage our friends in Virginia to be very careful tomorrow to watch the polls. Watch the polls closely. Because if the Tea Party or right-wing conservative types come out in droves tomorrow, since this is expected to be kind of a, you know, what's not really even a midterm election, it's expected to be a low turnout election tomorrow. And if that's the case, then it's very likely that if a lot of people who are conservative show up, it'll be a lot closer than they're predicting, because right now they're saying that Terry McAuliffe is going to, you know, win the race. Of course, you know, the press tells you what you think. You know how that works. They tell you what you think. Our polls show us what you think. And now you think like our polls tell you, right? Head alignment news. That's what it is. Not headline news, but CNN head alignment news, where they tell you how to think. And a lot of Americans have still not figured out that they're not hearing the right thing. So that's the way this whole system works, as you know, and we're watching it very closely. I would encourage the people in Virginia to watch the polls, do exit polls, make sure that things are counted properly, because this looks to me like Obama needs, he needs a real boost in ratings right now, especially with the Obamacare site being the disaster that it is, and his whole program coming to just literally the pieces and to dung. As the nation watches and wonders, I don't know how any candidate can expect that somebody is going to benefit from having him alongside them as he was tonight on CBS News. We may get that clip for you later on and play a little bit. Anyhow, glad to be with you here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Sitting in for Bob Tuscan, this is the Bob Tuscan Show. I am Steve Starrs, and of course I join Bob Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday nights. Bob is busy with a few things. He's hoping that he's going to pop in eventually, and we'll get on with some of the topics that he likes to discuss, of course, and I'll get into a lot of other things. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls, too. You might have some things to say. Hey, we'll talk a little bit about the gold and silver market. I know a lot of you are interested and invested in gold and silver. I'm one of those people. The gold and silver market has been manipulated, as you may know, for quite some time now. Almost, I would say, probably at least 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. I'll let you know that the bottom line is most of the Western mines cannot produce gold for less than $14.25, $14.50 an ounce. I mean, it just isn't profitable. So a lot of the Western mines have shut down. Silver also is in the same situation. As you know, gold has 4,000 industrial uses. It's not just used for jewelry and money and coins and gold plating and a few things, but it has 4,000 industrial uses. Silver has even more, of course, as you may know. And silver is in a higher shortage in the industrial market, and they're holding that price down to about $22.75, $22.65. They rarely get over $23. And most of the time, it's somewhere in between about $21.50 to $21.70, something, or $22.70, something like that. And this market is also about to explode. In the meantime, the Chinese are buying up huge amounts of gold and silver. They made one purchase of 12,000 metric tons. It's pretty well established that they have over 4,000 metric tons, about half of what the U.S. is supposed to have, which we don't know about, actually, because it hadn't been audited in so long. But they have about half of that on record. Estimates are that the Chinese will have roughly, or possibly do have right now, around 7,000 metric tons compared to the U.S. Highest gold holders of the world at about 8,100. And China is expected to overtake the United States within the next, say, 18 to 24 months, having more gold than the U.S. Okay, first segment is knocked down dead, and we're coming back with more right here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned, and we will be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is the Bob Tuscan Show, and I am Steve Starrs, sitting in with you. Glad to be with you again, sitting in for Bob tonight on the Monday night. Welcome to all of our listeners out there on the RBN Network and affiliates. If you've got a affiliate station, if you're picking up our signal and broadcasting it, we'd love to hear from you. If you're listening on air or you're broadcasting, we had one gentleman call in one night who actually carries our show, and he told us about how his station worked and all that. And that's always good. We do have a call-in number, of course, and we'll try to get you on with some comments if you have some things that are burning on your mind to talk about. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll be standing by. We'll try to pull your comments up on air so we can chat a little bit and, you know, get what's on your mind out there so you can share a little bit too, so, because this is you know, it's your radio station as well. It's we're here minding the shop and helping you the best we can. Of course, we want to be open to what you have to say as well. Steve Starrs is my name, and I'm here. You know, I think no, I am glad to be here. Let's look at some stories. You know, there was another show. You know, I kind of watch the CBS News every time I do the show just to kind of listen to the latest humdrum of lies coming from the mainstream news media. Those of you that listen to the show know that I used to work in the mainstream news media. Long ago, I left it, and I'm glad I did. I'm not looking back. I'm very happy to be doing this kind of work and making all kinds of money. No, it's a labor of love, friends. It really is. We enjoy doing the work that we do. But I worked for the mainstream for many years, and I can tell you that I listened to them only to keep up with the lies, to kind of get the pulse of what the latest lie heartbeat is telling us. And they had a story tonight, of course, about the TSA shooting in Los Angeles. And I mean, this had to have run for at least 5 or 6 minutes. The first story right out of the gate, of course, is the story of the shooting in the TSA agent who was shot by this fellow Paul, what's his name, Chianca, in Los Angeles, young fellow who apparently had no indication from his neighbors. He was just a quiet fellow. He never said much. And then all of a sudden, you know, the next thing you know. And we're doing a lot of research on this whole story. But, I mean, they had to run 5 minutes of this story because this was so important. They didn't mention the 13-year-old boy who was shot, what, 7 times to death by cops carrying, he was carrying a fake gun. And, of course, there's a lot of other stories in the news that are far more important than this, but this is the way the mainstream media operates. And you know the reason why they do that, if you ask them, why would you run a story like this? It really isn't all that important. They'll tell you, because you want to know. We find out from our polls and from our surveys and from all the people that we talk to what you're interested in, and that's what we report on. And that's why we lead with stories like this. Do you believe that? Do you believe that they really take polls and try to find out what people think in order to give them the information they want to hear? Or do they tell you this is what they do so they can tell you what you think? That's the way the mainstream news media operates. But there was a story by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars November 4th today, where cops tase father trying to save his 3-year-old son from a house fire. I don't know if you saw this one or not, but a Louisiana, Missouri father was prevented from saving his 3-year-old son from a house fire when cops tased him 3 times for attempting to enter the burning building. Now, I read the story a little bit, and of course it may, I'm not quite sure that it might have actually been for the father's own good, but let's listen to the story a little bit. Anyway, the fire started in the ground floor playroom while the parents were asleep in the living room. The toddler was asleep upstairs in his bedroom. After waking up to the smell of fumes, the parents managed to get outside before calling 911. Stepfather Ryan Miller then kicked down the front door to the building as police and firefighters arrived. Okay, so he was headed in when they arrived, according to the story. The house was too hot for firefighters to enter. That's what they said, anyway. It was too hot for firefighters to enter, but when Miller attempted to rush in and try to save his stepson, he was restrained and then tased 3 times by a city police officer. Quote, he tried to get back in the house to get the baby, grandmother Lori Miller told KHOA. They took my son to jail because he tried to save his son. Now, this is the tragic part of the story. 3-year-old Riley Miller was later found dead near the doorway to his bedroom and his house was completely destroyed. According to the Millers, they said it was just heartless. How could they be so heartless? And sister-in-law Emily Miller said, and while all the while, all just they all just stood around and waited for the fire department. What kind of police officer wouldn't try to save a three-year-old burning in a house? Well, the kind of cops that we have today, apparently. You know, it sounds to me like the cops showed up, and then while the father was trying to get back in to save the baby, that's when they apprehended him, and they wouldn't let him go, and they tased him. And it's hard for me to believe that he would run into a burning house, but it does happen when people start to freak in these events. You know, my brother and my brother-in-law are both firefighters, and of course, you know, sometimes these fire events cause people to think a little irrationally, especially when someone's at risk in the family. I understand that, but it sounds to me from this story like they basically blew the opportunity they had to get to make sure that that house was clear. That's the first thing you do when you arrive at a scene like this, and cops should know that. I find it hard to believe that they were not occupied with making sure everybody was clear from that household when they first pulled up. And it's hard to say what would have happened had this stepfather gotten in. He might have made it and gotten back out very quickly. He knew right where he was going, and with the adrenaline pumping like that, he might have run right through the middle of that burning area, kicked the door down, and pulled that kid out. But as a result, the baby burned to death, and the cops tased him. So this is the kind of story. How come this isn't on CBS News? Why are we hearing about the shooting that took place last week for the first 5 minutes instead of this story? I mean, okay, so a TSA agent got shot, and I mean, there's a lot of feelings about TSA agents, and I think everybody has their opinion, of course, but we hear 5 or 6 minutes of an old story on CBS News leading the pack, and this story is ignored. Nor do we hear about the 13-year-old, you know, who was walking down the street with a hoodie and an artificial gun who was shot 7 times by the police. I'm not trying to give the cops a bad name. I mean, they kind of give it to themselves, don't they? But, I mean, in many cases they do. There's a lot of good law enforcement people out there. I know that, okay, friends? I think, and my word is to those of you who are trying to uphold the Constitution and do a good job, if you're law enforcement, my hat is off to you. Thank you. Please keep it up, and please don't resign, and please do not kowtow to these scumbags who want to run our law enforcement agencies. We need you. We really do. Point being is simply, though, that we do need, you know, we need more good cops, and we need stories about what kinds of things happen when law enforcement goes wrong. It sounds to me like that's what happened in this case. Okay, you got opinions? I'm sure you do. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. We'll try to take your call and let you speak out about this story or any others. But the bottom line is they tased this stepfather 3 times because they couldn't hold him back from trying to get into that house to save that baby. And I question, looking at the timing of the whole event, whether it was all handled very poorly from the time that police arrived until it became too late to do anything about it. All right, we're listening to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in. We will be back after the break. Take some of your calls and get on some other topics as well. Stay tuned.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their 1 month food supply by Linden Farms. This great 1 month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4 month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Rocking on here.
To find another race.
And we're rocking again with this show. This is Steve Starr sitting in for Bob Tuscombe. We just covered that story about the unfortunate tragedy where the baby in the house burned to death and the police outside restrained the stepfather who was trying to get loose to break through the doors and go up and get the child. I don't really know for sure how long it had been since the police arrived, but the first thing they're to do in a situation like this is to make sure the house is clear. That's the first thing you do. Firefighters, EMTs, police, any kind of emergency personnel, and I'm wondering how long it took before they finally realized that the baby was there and could not or would not go back in. I think we have a caller online, and we're going to try to do that. Ted in Georgia. Let's see if Ted's there. Ted, you there with us tonight, buddy?
Yes, I am. I'm concerned about this trend in police work. I don't think good cops go bad. I think this is a matter of recruitment and training. Training in fusion centers with military. Well, we know that military are trained to kill foreign enemies. Well, are they being trained to kill Americans? And they're shooting unarmed people. And I think we got a problem here. I know Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about the police in Bolshevik Russia. He said there were 10,000 trained beasts. And it occurs to me that we may be headed in that direction.
Yeah, I think you're right. And of course, so we've had Sheriff Mack on and many of the others in law enforcement that I have a lot of respect for. And I had a very good friend who was a deputy with a large county in Colorado. And of course, he was out of the Marine Corps. And I have to be honest with you, my friend was a little edgy. You know what I mean? He was a little bit, he was a former Marine for one thing. And he did the SWAT training and all that stuff and everything. But he also, thank God, since, I think he was really truly a Christian man and he wanted to get out of that business and he left it. And I remember the people who were running that sheriff's department at the time who were also involved in some very nefarious stuff with the Columbine incident. I won't use the language here that you can body or you can surf through the entire body of evidence on that, but it was interesting to me that some of the people he was talking about who were running that department were very, very corrupt, and he got out of it. But, I know his personality. He was a good guy. He really was, you know what I mean? And most of the time he was just trying to do his job and everything like that. Of course, you know, being ex-military and stuff, ex-Marine, he'd had some pretty vicious training in his background. But even a guy like that, it was even too much for him. And he left. Uh-huh. So you got some examples yourself there in Georgia or wherever you are in Ted?
Yeah, I support the Georgia Association of Sheriffs, and I'm a financial supporter of that. I support their youth homes, and I'm encouraged by the work of Sheriff Mack. I met Sheriff Mack years ago at a gun show. I am very encouraged by his great work. And I support his work too, financially and otherwise. So that gives me great hope. I think he's reached over 500 sheriffs already, and I think the sheriff's department the association in Georgia has indicated support of that work too, which is a good thing. But we have a thing to consider here. The work of the police when they turn violent and shoot unarmed people. I mean that's a problem in this country. Police are not supposed to kill their own citizens.
Yeah. Well, it seems to be getting worse. There's no question about that. I mean, I've seen so many of these cases recently, as I'm sure you have as well. And, as you say before, they're recruiting the wrong kind of people. And that's a big problem. And, you know, you have to understand, and again, I'm not trying to put people in law enforcement down. I think there's basically two kinds of people. People who want to serve and use authority, to the best of their ability to catch the bad guys and protect the good people. And then there are the people who want to control other people. And all too often, the people that we get in law enforcement today are control freaks. They're not people who can handle the badge. They're not mature enough. Their psychological makeup is not right to be in that position. And this is what we need to be doing, is we need to be checking these folks. And I mean, unfortunately, I have to say that it's too bad that some of them should be rejected based on personality tests. And I'm not trying to put people through all kinds of psychoanalysis, you know, to come up with a conclusion, because, you know, you're still going to be having people
I think you're right. Another thing that I think has something to do with this is our school systems. The school systems are going in the wrong directions also. They're not supporting patriotism and constitution like they once did, and that produces young people who don't have any concept of what the Constitution is and what this country is about. And that those kinds of people who are recruited into police work, I think that's a quality or lack of quality in the recruitment. And I have a fear that we're headed in the same direction that Bolshevik Russia when they had so many corrupt police, as Solzhenitsyn indicated.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it looks just like that, as a matter of fact. But the key thing is they're going to have to disarm us first, and they're going to have to take down communities, which is the big step. And that's one of the reasons why we do need sheriffs like Sheriff Mack. We have a pretty good sheriff up here where I'm at in Weld County in Colorado, Sheriff John Cook, who is also a very strong Second Amendment right advocate. And he and I guess it was about 51 other sheriffs got together after the gun laws that were passed here in Colorado in the last election went into effect. And he basically said, you know, that we're not going to uphold these. First of all, it's impossible. Second of all, it's unconstitutional. Third, we've got other things to do. You know, I mean, all these sheriffs just basically told the governor. This was when President Obama, I hate to call him President Obama. I don't like those words, just don't fit together in my thinking. The man is an imposter by every account. It doesn't matter where he was born. He submitted false documents everywhere. I mean, the man has violated every constitutional precedent for being a president. He's absolutely illegitimate.
But well, he's also a blatant liar.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He lied before he was in office that he would bring the troops home and end the war. I mean, I've heard that on that replayed, and he's done the same thing by this Obamacare. He just plain outright lies, and that's not the kind of character we need in that office.
You know, I could talk at length about a theory. I call this the anti-president. You know, you've heard of the Antichrist, right? And I'm not saying
right.
Obama's the Antichrist, but I'm saying that he is the anti-president. He is everything.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's an imposter in a position following an agenda that has nothing to do with his job, his application, and his responsibility to serve the American public and to meet that constitutional oath that he swore to uphold. So,
well, he's...
Yeah, go ahead.
He's anti-American, and he's also anti-Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's anti everything that's right about this country, and of course he's taking the country down a very, very bad path. And you know as well as I do, George W. was on the wrong track too. It's taken a long time.
Yes, it was. We've had a lot of them on the wrong track.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a good president since John F. Kennedy was shot down. And by the way, that's coming up on 50 years now.
Right.
Are there people in your neck of the woods there in Georgia, Ted? Excuse me. Who are, you know, thinking about going possibly to Dallas or going to be raising some questions this 50th anniversary?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard any talk along that line, but this is a good time to raise that issue. Kennedy was a patriot. Whatever else he was an American patriot, and he had some plans to do things that were for the people, and that's what got him killed. There were several issues that he supported that went against him, and that's what got him killed.
Yeah.
But,
there were several things, of course, and obviously one of the things that was differing about John F. Kennedy than a lot of the presidents we've had in office was that he had been in the heat of battle, the PT-109 episode. He had lost his brother Joe, you know, in that plane crash, which I believe also was another staged event, of course. But he'd been there. You know, he'd been in a war. He knew what it was like. You know, it wasn't just one of these people.
I think that whole family has suffered that. I think several of them were put out for political reasons.
Right on, man. Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break, I think, coming up here pretty quick. Do I hear the music? I think I do. Be back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in with you for the first hour here, and Bob's kind of tangled up with some things, and of course, when the cat's away, I get to play. No, I enjoy doing his show and helping him along with it, but it's fun to kind of sit back and ramble, and let's see what you folks have to say. We had Ted on just last segment here. If you want to call in, voice up your opinion, 800-313-9443 is our number, 800-313-9443. And we'll try to get you on, if we can, in this, next segment here before things.
Hi, Steve. This is a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, yeah. Well, who and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern Colorado, the brand-new state.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll know for sure whether it's going to be the Northern Colorado brand new state tomorrow. You can't scuba dive there. Well, I guess you can, but it's like we have these little cow ponds that are about 3 feet deep. But yes, it will. We're actually thinking about moving the whole state. We're not just going to secede from Colorado. We're picking up and taking everything, and we might move it down to Florida where Bob Tuscan lives.
Oh, well, that would be really lame. I called because I know Bob Tuscan does a lot of the Grope reports about the TSA.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was wondering if he predicted this false flag attack, because I know he's, like, really into predictions and, like, boosting his ego because he predicted a false flag, and somehow that gives him extra fluoride-free cookies.
Yeah, well, those fluoride-free cookies are really big on the Bob Tuscan show, I know. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to ask Bob that question when he gets on the next hour. It's kind of hard for me to say because, you know, I think I know Bob's mind some of these times, but I found out that even Bob doesn't know his mind sometimes. Just kidding. You know, who would that caller be?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds to me like Mr. Tuscan himself. Well, welcome to your show, Bob. You know,
thank you for having me on my show, Steve.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure to have you. Riding Shotgun tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show is Bob Tuscan.
Right. Wow.
So, no, it's good to have you here. Back.
What did I interrupt?
Well, you didn't interrupt much at all. We were talking about the story, you know, of course, that I mentioned earlier tonight. They took up about 5 or 6 minutes of the first part of CBS News. I watched the news, as I told our listeners, just to keep a pulse on all the lies that are going on so I can kind of tell how off the wall they are.
Let me sum it up in a nutshell for the listeners, if I may. Okay. And I'll do it in less than 6 minutes for the next, TSA shot, crazy shot, guns, bad, assault rifle, TSA shot. Yeah, that just about does it.
Yeah, that was kind of the story that they rambled on and on and on.
Crazy guy, lone gunman, family, TSA shot, TSA good, gunman bad, TSA need guns. You know, Steve?
Yes?
Even the alternative media is guilty of spending far too much time on these stories.
Oh, yeah. We are. We actually are. And I think the only reason why we brought that up is to show you that, you know, one TSA agent assaulted out of all the people working is really hardly a big story at all when you consider all the aggravating assault they put the general public through. And they do. Let's face it. Come on. I mean, it's not whether you agree with what they're doing or not. I mean, it is one of those jobs that it's not the most popular public service job that I can think of. I haven't liked them for a long time. I'm not violent toward them. I just avoid flying these days. I don't even want to talk to these people, to be honest with you. But anyhow, we do spend, as you said, Bob, far too much time dealing with these things.
Well, it's just that, of course, there's going to be inconsistencies with the story. Of course, there's going to be a push to use this to capitalize on the fact that this is pushing the fear and the agenda. It's the same old Hegelian dialectic, folks. What more do you need to know? Whether it's contrived or not, for that matter. I don't care. And I'm tired of people exploiting this. And the truth movement and mainstream media, like whatever that is, the truth movement. It's more like a bow movement these days. And I get really pissed off, Steve, because, yeah, I know. There's a sexy appeal to this story. It's sexy to discuss whether there was crisis actors. Yeah, and I'm not poo-pooing any of those ideas. I think you're probably onto something. I think you're probably right. But you're feeding the beast, and that is a problem in my eyes.
Yeah, it is. And the most important thing, of course, is that we recognize that when these kinds of distractions are created, they are attempted, in my opinion, to keep us from looking at other important news that's out there. And of course, we could go over the whole Obamacare thing, which is another long, lengthy story that's been going on for a long, long time. And obviously we can't afford it. But I mean, what about some of these other things that we've covered? And of course, one of the stories that we've covered, Bob, has been what's happening, the big shakeup in the military that's been going on with all these people. I think there's been, well, we've talked about the 7 major generals, 2 of which were from Dyess Air Force Base. And we've talked about a lot of course, Petraeus and other people like that. But I understand there's like about 79 colonels and majors who have been let go recently as well. And this is something that the news media really doesn't deal with much at all in terms of looking into it. Of course, they spent a heyday with the Petraeus affair, which was, you know, in itself an embarrassment. But, I mean, is that a story that we should be looking at more closely right now, do you think? Because this bothers me that, so many of the people in the military are being decapitated, at least from the standpoint of their job and occupation, and sent away.
I'm not sure if this ultimately is going to turn out to be as important as it seems to be on the surface. When you have nuclear weapons gone missing, okay, they don't know where they are. And you have high-level generals supposedly let go because of, what was it, poker chips and having an outburst at, an event. There's something fishy to that story. And I much rather spend time dissecting that than dissecting the holes with the TSA scandal that we're talking about. Just as I mentioned with my standpoint on these issues has been pretty consistent. You look back at the Navy shooting. I pledged not to talk about it. We didn't spend that much time on it. And I tell you what, Steve, it came and went faster than the Barry Sotero site stays up on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's incredible. I also mentioned at the beginning of the show the election in Virginia tomorrow, Bob, with Terry McAuliffe.
Why is that getting so much attention?
Well, Barack Obama's out there stumping with him. You should have seen he and and Obama just campaigning like crazy there.
Stumping for the Clinton Foundation. Because that's what this schmuck is. But, you know, folks, let's not get away from the big picture here. The Clinton crime family is another notorious mafia-like group that has had its hands in politics everywhere you look. Barry Sotero, I would add to that list, okay? Who wore the pantsuit in that relationship between him and Hillary? Guarantee it was Hillary. But the bottom line is these governors, these politicians are only low-level cronies that at the end of the day are going to speak to their masters. And then you have the Clinton crime family, which in my eyes is obviously an infamous, malevolent group of individuals with a long laundry list of crimes, murders, everywhere you look. I mean, the Clintons, you know, they get the image in the lamestream media of in this, happy-go-lucky, smooth, sax playing. I won't even start to do my Clinton impression. It's pretty poor. Okay, and everybody and their mother has a Clinton impression. But the bottom line is these are mass murderers. These are people involved on a number of different levels with criminal activity, mafia-like activity. The Clinton crime family is no different than the Bush crime family. In fact, they vacation together. And
yes, they do.
I would even go as far as to say, this isn't that much of a leap for those who have been taking this trip down the rabbit hole with shows like this and others for some time now. But I want to put into perspective that they are just the tip of the iceberg, and they speak to somebody on our upper level tier of that pyramid that we've debunked and not debunked, but that we've dissected again and again. I got to get warmed up for Steve. You going to stay with us?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out, man. We'll be after the break.
Well, we also got a guest coming on next hour to talk about activism, taking it to the streets. Are you going to just sit there and bitch and moan on the computer about this false flag or that false flag? Are you going to stand up?
With financial